See, that's when I talk, it's not to teach facts, because that just becomes another identity. It's like massage. It's a massage of your awareness that frees it from identity. If I were to teach to give facts, that would be a little bit like a massage therapist pushing on a muscle so the muscle would stay there. No, that's not why you do it. You push it one way, then you push it the other way. It's a massage. It frees the muscles from resistance and holding. So you say one thing and then you say something else, and you don't care if it contradicts or not, it doesn't matter. It's about freeing the physiology. And it's not that you're making up lies, no. The universe is paradoxical. Infinite number of simultaneously valid but contradictory realities. That's how it's built. That's what it's made of. So wisdom is just aligning with the reality that best serves the moment. Enlightenment is not about discovering the Maha reality. Realities are all of relativity. They're all built out of illusion. Real truth with a capital T transcends any and all realities, even though it births all of them. There is no ultimate reality. Stop looking for it. It's a waste of time. It's like a dog chasing its tail. It's running around through a house of mirrors trying to find where the original reflection began. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. What else? We could say it this way: it prevents our awareness from being fully aware of its own true nature, which is consciousness. They asked a saint once, he said, why did the universe manifest? And he responded by saying, it didn't. It didn't. Does that help? Good. Yeah. It didn't. Okay. Right. Do you hear that? You can't kill the tiger of a dream with a real gun. You need the gun of the dream. And that's why we do this. Because we have a group here. So the master, you know, has to enter the dream with the dreamers and talk them down, basically. Talk them down. It's just like a dream. When you dream, we're using words different ways here, but when you dream of a unicorn, it doesn't mean there's a real unicorn. It's the unicorn of a dream. The absolute didn't manifest. The consciousness didn't change. It's just dreaming. It's kind of like that, you know? But identity, you see, is strong. And there's an identity of group consciousness, and that maintains the dream. That's why when you set down a bottle of water and you look away and look back, it's still there. You see? Because it's a group consciousness. Consciousness is a group dynamic. And it perpetuates the dream. Makes it real. You see?